If you're a mom of a son and there is no man in the home, be very careful how you talk about men. Remember, your son is going to grow up to be one of those men.
You're listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries here on Parenting Today. I'm your host, Ruthie J. Yesterday, we talked about moms of sons when dad is not around. It could be maybe a divorce happened, maybe a death. And we talked about how important it is to take care of yourself. And you can hear the program all over again at parentingtoday.org, where you'll find a lot of resources for single parenting. And we're going to continue on this series of mothers of sons and the mothers of sons without dad in the house. That's what we're covering this week. And then we'll cover some other topics. But you can find a lot of them at parentingtoday.org. So you're saying don't degrade the male gender, even though
I'm thinking is I don't know what it is with your whole gender anyway, but I'm thinking if she has been through a difficult time, whether it's perception of her ex doing whatever he did, or not just a perception, a reality that he did do the horrible things she thought, she has to be very careful the way she talks about it at all for multiple reasons, not the least of which is that's still his dad. Secondly, not only is that his dad, but he, if we're talking about mothers of sons, he is of that gender. And if we're not careful, she's taken out the whole gender. She's generalizing. And here's this little boy wondering, well, I do think I want to grow up to be a man. And so how do I do that when we're having these discussions? And I hear my mom, maybe not to me, but to other people, oh, men are all like that. Or that's just the way they are. Or that was just like your dad. Right. When I know that's not a compliment. We have to be very, very careful because we do want him to grow up to be whole, this little boy or these little boys in the home. And we do want them to grow up not to be ashamed of their gender. We want them to grow up not to have to wonder, how do I validate or prove what it means to be successful and godly in this gender? This is what I am. She has to be very careful how she talks about men.
And you can talk about men in general. You can also talk about the parent, the father specifically. Are they both, do they both weigh the same when you?
I think you have to be very careful how you talk about the father of your children anyway, because you got the divorce, the kids didn't. And so they can't divorce themselves from the fact that that's my dad.
And his blood is in my veins too.
Right? And so it's very, very sometimes painful wondering what's going on or why is my dad in prison or why did my dad do this or why did my dad leave? And I wear that as part of my self-esteem as a child. And so you have to be very careful the way you do that. I mean, certainly teach your children to pray for their dad, but even we can use prayers as a, you know,
go on, pray for him because he needs it.
He's an idiot and we need to pray for him. No, that is my dad. I am a man in process. And so be very, very careful. I think moms of sons worry about how do I handle his maleness? He's a male. Your child is a male. So be careful how you talk about the dad in general, but also the gender in reality.
So let's talk then more specifically. What are things that really degrade the maleness of boys or of men? Is it a lot of arguments always about money? I know that.
A lot of arguments about money. A lot of arguments is about him sexually. A lot of arguments is about what he's done and labels and things because of what he's done, what your ex did sexually, what her ex, whatever, and that he doesn't make his payments and whatever it is. And from that, we link it to the all the men are they're all alike. And then from that, I do something that maybe does sound like my dad. And I kind of think, you know, I don't know that that's so bad that I sound like my dad.
Right.
And my mom's mad and she says, that sounds just like your dad. And that face gets going right there. And I think so. Is it bad to be a man? I mean, keep him out of that. He's trying to figure out. It's very hard to figure out gender in our culture today. It's very confusing. And we've made it more and more confusing when we're not sure what sexual orientation we should be in some schools today. And they're further confusing the children as if it's not hard enough as it is.
Yeah.
And so, Mom, I'm trying to figure out what it means to be a man. And as you make these statements that I hear is a degradation to the whole gender, what should I want to be? Or maybe I can't come talk to you and ask questions anyway because of the way you treat the whole gender. And there's a lot of questions I need to ask. And I think moms of sons, it's very interesting. interesting because moms of sons, when dad's not at home, wonder, how is my child going to learn, my son, my 11-year-old, going to learn about who he is sexually? Mm-hmm. And how is he going to learn about his sexuality? And how is he going to learn about purity? And how is he going to learn about a man and a woman sexually and what that means, and then why to stay pure? I mean, from the anatomy to the biology to the purity. And when you think about it, it was my mom that talked to me anyway. It was my mom that talked. I mean, little boys go to their mom for questions. I remember Rosemary saying, I wish he would ask you these questions. And we, the way we did it, actually, we sat down on a couch and read a book, all four of us in the family, The Wonderful Way Babies Are Made by Larry Christensen. And I would always, you know, I'd read it not once a month, but close, when Roby was about 9 and Tori would be 12. And we were reading this book. They're a little younger than that, actually. And we would read this book, and I'd always finish the reading. Takes 15 minutes to read this awesome book. And they're sitting there on either side of me, and there's pictures in the book. And I'd always finish the reading and ask them, does anybody have any questions? And, you know, no one would have any questions live. Right. They would wait till later. And because of this reading together, I knew they weren't coming to me. So if you're waiting for dad to do the one, take him on the fishing trip and have the sex,
about women,
the sex talk, yeah, that's probably not going to happen. It's too late when it happens. He's, you know, he's 30 years old. The kid's 30 years old by now. Yes, I think mom is the safe place anyway. So don't be afraid to take this one on. And we're in a time now that's so awesome because there's so many great materials you can read out loud. So, you know, don't worry about that. I just wish somebody from church would take my son out and give him the sex talk. There's not a sex talk. If you're a mother of a son and dad's not at home, it's an ongoing talk. It's a regular talk.
Put it on the line.
All the time. It's an all the time on the line. And ironically, you're sitting on the side of his bed one night and it's dark in the room. So he says, Mom, can I ask you a question? And no one can see each other's eyes. And he's asking her a question, you know, about masturbation, or he's asking her a question. And we can access information on how in a godly way to answer those questions today. And they're not hard to ask. I mean, even the because when you mention a hot button topic like masturbation, and you realize every mom's saying, well, are you going to tell us how to answer that?
Right.
There's so much to do with that, but just an easy, quick answer for that. Here's why masturbation is wrong. Mm-hmm. Because masturbation causes a fantasy life. Mm-hmm. And when somebody masturbates, they fantasize about somebody or somebody else's body. And Jesus said in the six but I says, one of the six but I says was, you've heard it said you should not commit adultery, but I say if you've even done it with her in your mind, you've committed adultery in your heart.
So it comes back to the mind.
Oh, yeah, fantasy. And so there are easy answers. But what's difficult is if she thinks, you know, I'm just a mom, he's a boy, I can't have this talk. Nothing could be further than the truth, Mom. Mm-hmm. I want you to know he's coming to you instead of dad anyway. Mm-hmm. For some reason, Mom is safe. Dad, if I'm a son, I'm trying to prove myself to dad like I have all the answers.
Mm-hmm. What if, though, dad did go off with another woman and you're with a son and you're like, great, that's the wonderful example that his father gave him. And now I'm raising him. And how do I teach him that his dad did wrong without degrading him?
That's a dad. That's a man. That's not all men. I mean, the hero then is Joseph. I mean, the heroes in the Bible. Give them heroes in the Bible and let them see that there are our guys. Look what happened with Joseph. We're going to read about Joseph during this season and read just a few verses every night from Genesis 37 to 50. And Joseph made the right decision. I mean, the right decision. He ran from Potiphar's wife. And it didn't turn out great when he made the right decision because he went to prison for 2.5 years. But prison was the doorway to what? Well, he became the leader of Egypt. That's right. He became prime minister of Egypt. Mm-hmm. So God was always in charge. Joseph's only job was to stay pure. And I want to help you with your dad. Yes, your dad did leave. And yes, your dad did go with another woman. And no, this was not your fault. And if anybody's fault, I don't know if there's fault. If fault is the right word here, but we need to pray for your dad, and we need to pray that God forgives him and that he asks for forgiveness. King David did the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And God still used him.
God's used him mightily. So your dad's not on the shelf. There are just these moments when these questions, like that would be a bigger question. Mm-hmm. I said the sex question when he's sitting by the side of the bed, the dad question and what dad did is even a bigger question. And you're right. She has to be ready for that. Giving that child hope rather than taking out the whole gender because of what that man did, and realizing, and there are just times when there's moments that she's suffering financially and maybe her ex is not, and she's trying to pay the bills and maybe the payments are coming in late, the child support, and she's doing this, and there's just times, just once, she would like to take her husband out mm-hmm. in a discussion with her son because my son so looks up to my ex and it just makes me crazy. And she's got to get past that. That's called forgiveness because it's not his ex. It's still his dad. And just a couple of statements, and boy, they stick like Velcro on that little boy for a long, long time. Being very careful to do the impossible, deciding, I forgive him. And Father, I cannot for a minute point out all the specks in my ex's eyes, even though I really don't see him as specks. I see him as cinder blocks. But I know there's a 2x4 in my eye. Mm-hmm. And why did Daddy do this? You know, honey, I'm not sure I know the answer to this, but I know this. Mm-hmm. We're praying for your daddy. We're praying for us. We're praying for all of us. Were you praying for Dad to come back? No, I'm not praying for Daddy. Why aren't you praying for Daddy to come back? That's all God. Mm-hmm. That's all God. But our job here in this home is for me to help you grow up and be so close to God, you grow up to be the man God's going to use mightily in his work.
But and that's difficult because, you know, especially if Dad is not around a whole lot, if he does come around every once in a while, maybe he's still living the single life and he wants to take the, his boy out for a weekend.
No, with his girlfriend.
Right, with his girl, or even with not, and just show him how good life can be as a quote-unquote single person, not giving the best example, then you have to kind of download all that stuff and then process it again. It's sort of like, oh, great, thanks. You just come in and bulldoze everything that I taught this boy and trying to pray and keep all my ducks in order, and then you come in one weekend, he's coming back cussing. You know, what do I do now?
I think you realize that there are things you can control and things you can't control. I think you realize that God is the father to the fatherless. He has a dad who's acting immature, trying to be cool out of his guilt or whatever it is. But you have a God who's your father. And this is here. One of the hardest things is this is not a short term turn it around. You said it yesterday's broadcast, 18 years. We had 18 years here. And so 18 years of staying consistent. When I'm not consistent, apologizing to my son, I had no right to say what I said yesterday. I was so mad. And forgive me, that was a sin, what I did. That was a sin. And you gain a lot more ground by admitting to that sin, especially when your ex is not admitting to that. But you have a little boy who's going to grow up trying to figure out, what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be consistent and godly? I've got all these mixed things coming in my brain. And honey, we don't talk like that in this house. Well, Dad. We don't talk like this in this house. Well, what is Dad doing wrong? We don't talk like this in this house. And helping them know there's a consequence when you do.
Mm-hmm. Are there other specific areas maybe that moms tend to degrade men that are so specific to their son's gender, the male gender?
I think some of the statements that moms allude to is the immaturity of their ex and the immature decisions he's making is the irresponsibility of their ex. Okay. He's not making the payments. It could be the immorality of their ex. He's living a lifestyle that I can't believe that the courts are still letting my son go there. But there's a perverse freedom here. What I can't possibly change, I can't possibly change. And sometimes she gets so bogged down in wanting her little boys to grow up and be godly little boys. She gets so bogged down what's going on at the other house that she doesn't do what she can and should do. Constantly, constantly, constantly pointing them to God, constantly pointing them to role models in the Bible who really have great outcomes in their life because they trust God, and constantly getting a long-term perspective rather than a weekend-to-weekend perspective, or the irresponsibility of he's not making the payments. And I so want to tell my kids, the reason we can't order a pizza is because your dad's not making the payments. You know what? He's still her dad. Be very careful because it puts that little boy in. I know my dad's got some stuff wrong, but I still want to be like him when I grow up at this point. You all of a sudden hit your mid-20s and you realize, wow, mom plugged away. She just did the right thing. She never quit. Be very careful not to take out his gender, your son's gender, or your son's dad.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and we're talking about mothers of sons when dad is not around. And we'll continue tomorrow because there's much more to cover here on this topic. And if you are a single mom, there are a lot of resources on Sheridan House Family Ministries website. All the proceeds from the resources go to help the ministry too. That's shfm.org. And speaking of benefiting the ministry, if you are blessed by this program and you want to donate $10 to support
Sheridan House Family Ministries help other families with programs like this one. You can do it quickly and conveniently on your cell phone. Simply send a text message to 41518 and then just type in the letters SH for Sheridan House and you can send that away. Again, just type in SH and send it to 41518 and that will simply send $10 to help other families like yours, always trying to become better. And if you want to hear this program again, you can do so online at parentingtoday.org. Even share, comment, ask questions, and find the corresponding blog to this program. That's parentingtoday.org. And tomorrow we'll continue more on this topic of mothers of sons when dad is not around here on Parenting Today.